Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, this is a little concerning here on the text line. Message says, Bobby, I broke a mirror this morning. I'm supposed to get 7 years bad luck. My lawyer thinks he can get me 5.
What day is it?
What am I going to do, make a big announcement?
Yeah.
Big announcement, everybody.
It's Wednesday.
Up and at 'em.
Everybody works on Wednesday.
Who are these people?
These are idiots.
Not exactly the best and brightest.
These people are not rocket scientists.
Okay, I get it. The gloves are off.
These are just ordinary, boring people.
All right.
You seem like a lunatic.
Let's do this.
Showtime.
Here we go. Getting underway on Hump Day. Yes, indeedy. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the program today. What a show last night in Orlando. Truly incredible kickoff to the Donald J. Trump reelection campaign. Here's how you join me and talk about whatever may be on your mind today. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. I thought the president did an amazingly good job last night. The media, of course, is panning it. Wait until you hear what the disassociated press has to, in their news recounting of the event. First of all, Politico, that's essentially the Washington Post. It was everything Donald Trump wanted and so much more. The optics-obsessed president, like all politicians are not obsessed with optics, the optics-obsessed president was greeted by thousands of adoring supporters when he arrived here on Tuesday to kick off his bid for a second term. In lieu of a red carpet, a sea of red, white, and camouflage hats provided the backdrop for his first official campaign rally of the 2020 cycle. As soon as Trump took the stage in his signature red tie, the crowd seemed pleased to have waited. They greeted him with USA chants as he recalled the movement he started 4 years ago. It turned out to be more than just a great political campaign. It turned out to be a great political movement because of you, the president said. I want to single out this kind of thing. And my baby doll, Brenda, who watched the entire thing last night, as I kind of dipped in and out because Golf Channel was running a biographical movie on Hogan. Ben Hogan is one of my heroes. So Trump is another of my heroes. So I had to go back and forth between two of my heroes, Ben Hogan and Donald J. Trump. But my baby doll, Brenda, watched the entire thing. And she said, you know, when you listen to Obama speak, when he was president, it was always, I did this. And I do that. You didn't build that. You didn't build that. I, me, mine. All the time from Obama. The president last night. It turned out to be more than just a great political campaign. It turned out to be a great political movement because of you. This is something that President Trump and his campaign advisors do very, very well. They are inclusive. Donald J. Trump, you go back and compare how many times President Trump references himself or credits himself in the speeches and how many times he credits other people. Look at last night. You know, thanked every member of the family by name, made sure that they all got applause. Brought Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was the outgoing press secretary, up on stage. She got, I don't know, 3-4 minutes standing ovation for her job just for putting up with Jim the Acoster from the Clinton News Network for 2.5 years or 2 years, whatever it was. But I think this is emblematic of the way the Trump campaign draws in their supporters. The president draws energy from them and returns it with his complimentary comments about them. The president's eldest son, Don Jr., riled up the crowd with a series of attacks against Joe Biden. Although I don't know why you have to attack Biden. He does a pretty good job of self-destructing on his own. And he's at it again today. There's more on that coming up. VP Mike Pence promised the crowd 4 more years means more jobs, more judges, at least 4 more years to drain the swamp. So the Politico piece, I think, is relatively fair, considering these are essentially Washington Post people. But listen to a business that bills itself as journalists, okay? This is not labeled an opinion piece. Jill Colvin, Jonathan Lemire, and Michael Schneider, writing for the Disassociated Press. Trump in 2020 campaign mode calls Democrats, in quotation marks, radical. Ooh, they're radical. What else would you call a party that promotes all the lunacy the Democrats are campaigning on except radical, without the quotes? Now listen to the story from the AP. President Donald Trump jabbed at the press and poked the political establishment he ran against in 2016 as he kicked off his re-election campaign with a grievance-filled rally. Who has more grievances than the Democrats? With a grievance-filled rally focused more on settling scores than laying out his agenda for a possible second term. My God, if that's not just colored with leftist propaganda, and this is a supposed news organization? Addressing a crowd of thousands at Orlando's Amway Center on Tuesday night. Yeah. A crowd of 20,000 when 100,000 people wanted to get in. Trump complained he was under assault from the very first day of his presidency by a fake news media and an illegal witch hunt that had tried to keep him and his supporters down. Well, and they have fake news media and illegal witch hunt, in quotes. As if these things are not real. These are figments of the president's imagination, right? This is what they're writing as a news story. He painted a disturbing picture of what life would look like if he loses in 2020, accusing his critics of un-American conduct and saying Americans want to destroy you and they want to destroy our country as we know it. Again, well, a vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream, he said. Trump made only passing mention of any of the Democrats running to replace him, even as he tossed out radical and unhinged to describe the rival party. How else would you describe them? Mainstream? The apocalyptic language and finger-pointing made clear that Trump's 2020 campaign will probably look a whole lot like his run 3 years ago. Well, I hope so, because how did that one end? Remind me again. Even after 2.5 years in the Oval Office, Trump remains focused on energizing his base and offering himself as a political outsider running against Washington. Again. Well. Now here's the kicker. This is in the 7th paragraph in the story. Republican Party Chairwoman Rona McDaniel tweeted this morning that Trump had raised nearly $25 million in less than 24 hours for his reelection. You see that? Sleepy Joe? Crazy Bernie? $25 million in one day. And as we know, the vast majority of the people who are giving money to Trump's reelect campaign are small donors, $5, $10, $25, $50, $100. It takes a bunch of those to get to 24.8 million in 24 hours. Now, there's a bunch more on this, including CNN's coverage. This is worth the price of admission. Sleepy Joe, you know, he is his own worst enemy. His mouth will do him in probably long before the nominee for the Democrats is ever selected, just because he's such a doofus. Every time he opens his mouth, he says something stupid. Consistently.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus. Yeah.
What a nincompoop. Be right back. 16 after 3.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
See if I can catch up with the text line here before I start to get in arrears, as we say. Oh, crazy Bernie got caught up in language as well. He confused revenue and profits. Some econ major, crazy Bernie is. And Biden, of course, stepped in it again today. He does that every time he opens his mouth. Bobby Creepy Joe Biden has had his foot in his mouth so many times, his dentist had to treat him for athlete's foot. Bobby, as far as broken mirrors are concerned, do the Obama years count as time served? There you go. Bobby, any day now, I would expect this. Breaking news, the Democrat Party is now supporting a reparations bill for short people. These payments would be to relieve the immense suffering of the vertically challenged based on the bias caused by the 1970s song Short People Got No Reason to Live. A sign-up sheet is posted on the ceiling for all those interested. Bobby, newscast says that MasterCard encouraging member banks to issue cards in other than your own name. Can I get one in the name of Donald J. Trump from Steve and Malden? Sure, worth a shot. Bobby Creepy Joe Biden now talking about working with segregationists. This fool shoots himself in the foot so many times, there should be a target on it. Yeah, big bullseye. Afternoon, Bobby Mack. It would seem that the people opposing coal energy don't understand the weather and the airstream, nor do they know the right one they should be opposing is China, not the United States. Greetings, Uncle Bob. Have a friend who used to work on Trump building projects in New York City. They talked to him often, and he would do things like carving out parking for the construction crews to save that headache for them. He knows success is a team sport. Cheers from John. Yeah, you know, it's reminiscent of when Ronald Reagan was president and he had a sign on his desk. It said, it's amazing how much can get accomplished when nobody cares who gets the credit. Mm-hmm. Talking out loud, Bobby Mack, but I lived in Virginia Beach while in the military, and I remember if you worked in any restaurant, you had to have a health card up to date or you didn't work. Next time, you talk to Congressman Timmons, put a bug in his ear, because some of these people I've seen in the kitchen make you go, hmm. Bobby, Donald Trump, the only candidate with clear 2020 vision. See what he did there? Moneypenny, get it. 2020 vision. I mentioned CNN carried part of the president's reelect kickoff rally in Orlando yesterday. Here's a classic moment from last night.
2016 was not merely another four-year election. This was a defining moment in American history. Ask them right there.
And he's pointing towards the TV cameras that are in the back of the Amway Center. And then listen to what starts up organically here. And the president, you know, is just kind of walking around, letting this play out. A little difficult to understand, perhaps. Let me interpret for you. They were chanting, CNN sucks. Which prompted the Clinton News Network to cut away from its coverage of the president's reelection campaign kickoff. The crowd chanting CNN sucks, a line that has become a staple at Trump campaign events before Trump said that there is a lot of fake news back there and that the amount of press we have tonight reminds me of the Academy Awards before it went political and their ratings went down the tubes. Again, you know, when you're right, you're right. CNN cut away from its live broadcast roughly 6 minutes in. CNN's John Berman, back in news headquarters at the anchor desk. All right, we've been watching the president kick off his reelection bid. The bad orange man has been on stage for about 6 minutes. Well, yeah, he didn't say that. He was thinking it. Within 2 minutes, he did talk about the economy, but within 4 minutes, it was attacks on the media. Berman added that Trump quickly reverted to some of the same themes he's been talking about since he began running for president. Yeah, right, John. And the attacks on him that have also been out there since he announced that he was running for president. Bobby, so all you have to do is chant CNN sucks to get rid of him? Good to know. The big news, of course, not only the fact that I think the president did so well last night. He touched all the bases he needed to touch. The economy, the tax cuts, what they've meant to middle-class average Americans, the availability of jobs, the historically low unemployment rates across the board. You know, we keep hearing about, you know, white privilege, Asian Americans, Hispanics, Latinos, African Americans all have unemployment levels that are at historic lows. That is no accident. And he touched a little bit on the radicalism. We have never seen, in my lifetime anyway, and I'm going to be 73 years old in August, so I've seen a campaign or two, okay? Never seen as radical an agenda as the Democrats are pushing. Open borders, unlimited illegal immigration, infanticide, eliminating the Electoral College, voting rights for convicted murderers in prison, guaranteed income even for people who don't want to work. That's what AOC suggested. The Green New Deal, which of course would bankrupt the country. Free college tuition, forgiving all college loan debt, and of course, let us not forget reparations, which were under discussion on the Hill today, and we'll get to that as we go along. But the level of enthusiasm, the energy, the fact that 100,000 people wanted to see the president last night, and the fact that the president's campaign operation raised a whopping nearly $25 million in less than 24 hours, a figure that blows way past what any of the Democrat candidates raised in the entire first quarter. In 3 months, president raised more money in one 24-hour period than any of them did during the preceding 3 months. Stick that in your poll pipe, Disassociated Press, Washington Post, New York Times, all the rest of them. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back on the other side. Annie's ready to go in the news center, and then I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Nice hump day afternoon here on the Bobby Mac Show at 22 before 4. In on my text line this afternoon, Bobby, while Boss McFadden in Mecklenburg County refuses to turn known lawbreakers over to the feds, when do the lawsuits for dereliction of duty and negligence begin? Bobby, the important thing about Trump's fundraising is the donations are small sums, not from big contributors like the Democrats. Bobby, my ancestors were enslaved by the Romans and the Moors. When do I get my reparations? Bobby, you remember the old saying, you say it enough, you begin to believe it. Bobby Mac, the thing that impressed me most at the Trump rally last night, the greatest president ever, was the millennials who were chanting, CNN sucks. Hey, Bobby, have you bought your copy of Jim Acosta's book yet? No, I don't think many others have either. As soon as the weather is cold again, there should be plenty to start fires with. Yeah, makes great kindling. Good afternoon, Mr. McLean. Heard this business about reparations. I say, no. Let's send a reparation bill to Africa. Since so many were sold into slavery by the African chieftains of the tribes there, what about at least 100 million Americans whose ancestors came to this country via Ellis Island? As a matter of fact, great majority in this country has nothing to do with or connection with slavery. Gotcha. And then there is creepy Uncle Joe, who's having another really bad, ugly, horrible, terrible week. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden appeared to suggest using violence against Republicans on Monday in response to a question about how he as president would deal with opposition to his agenda in the Senate from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Assuming there would be pushback from McConnell. Biden, the current frontrunner for the Dems nomination, made the remarks at the Moral Action Congress of the Poor People's Campaign in Washington, D.C. See how they always try and capture the moral high ground for themselves? Where's the morality in infanticide? Where's the morality in not having a border and allowing human trafficking, MS-13 gang members, and all the rest to come in? BSNBC's Joy Reid asked Biden, how would you get past either a majority Republican Senate in which Mitch McConnell was determined to kill all these ideas, or even a Mitch McConnell in the minority who repeated the consistent filibustering when you were vice president and anything that came from the Obama-Biden administration, Mitch McConnell considered dead on arrival? Biden replied, Joy, I know you're one of the ones who thinks it's naive to think we have to work together. The fact of the matter is we can't get a consensus. Nothing happens except the abuse of power by the executive. There are certain things where it just takes a brass-knuckle fight. Let's start a real physical revolution if you're talking about it. Is he stealing a page from his mentor, the sainted Barack Hussein Obama, who said in his reelect campaign in 12, get out there and get in their face? They bring a knife to a fight, we bring a gun. So he took some heat for that. Then there is this. This guy is just, he's a walking gaffe machine. Former VP Joe Biden facing a growing backlash today for naming two Southern segregationist senators as examples of people with whom he had major disagreements but still got things done in the Senate. Nice. Biden cited the late Senators James Eastland of Mississippi and Herman Talmadge of Georgia at a fundraiser in New York last night to back up his claim that one of his greatest strengths was to bring people together. I was in a caucus with James O. Eastland, Biden said, briefly imitating the senator's Southern drawl. He never called me boy. He always called me son. I'm starting to slip into my Governor Henry McTaxter voice there inadvertently. He called Talmadge one of the meanest guys he ever knew, but said at least there was some civility. We got things done. We didn't agree on much of anything, but today you look at the other side and you're the enemy. We don't talk to each other anymore. Well, who set that agenda? How about your former boss? Get out there and get in their face. He said he knew many people in his party thought that attitude made him too old-fashioned to be the Democrat nominee to take on Trump. Well, guess what? He said, if we can't reach a consensus in our system, what happens? It encourages and demands the abuse of power by a president. Oh, you mean like the guy you worked for 8 years? Biden's remarks drew criticism that gained steam today. Spartacus, Senator Cory Booker, who has made love and unity a key message throughout his presidential campaign, was one of the highest profile figures to come out against Biden. You don't joke about calling black men boys. Men like James O. Eastland use words like that and the racist policies that accompany them to perpetuate white supremacy and strip black Americans of our very humanity. Vice President Biden's relationships with proud segregationists are not the model for how we make America a safer and more inclusive place for black people and for everyone. He added Biden to someone he respects. Did he do it with a straight face? And said Biden shouldn't use the Southern senators as examples of people who brought unity to the country. As the backlash heated up, AOC's chief of staff took a swing at Biden, writing on Twitter, at Joe Biden, what did you get done with segregationists? I know about how you worked with them to block school busing, to integrate schools. What other horrible stuff did you manage to build consensus on? Jason Miller, who worked on Trump's 2016 campaign, wrote, Biden was a terrible candidate in 1988. He was a terrible candidate in 08. He's a terrible candidate now in the 2020 race. No kidding. I'm surprised. You know, Booker is right, though. Biden shouldn't have used these Southern segregationist senators as examples of people he worked with. He should have used his old pal, the esteemed senator from West Virginia. That's not a Southern state. That's north of the Mason-Dixon line. Robert Byrd, who, by the way, was not just a member of the Ku Klux Klan. He was some exalted rank in the Klan, Grand Omnipotent Stomper or something. I'm surprised Biden didn't bring up Robert Byrd. The Democrat Party is full of these guys. You know, they were the party of Jim Crow. Biden. I hope he gets a nomination. I truly do. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Hump Day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. We are just minutes away, by the way, from our regular Wednesday afternoon, just after 4 o'clock visit with Dave Schwartz from the Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. We've got a special event that's going to be coming up later this month that we're going to tell you about as well. Before we leave this business on Biden talking about how he worked with segregationists in the Senate during his days there, the story continues. That emphasis on working together has irritated many in the Democrat Party who say it was Republicans who refused to work with former President Barack Obama, not the other way around. And I would say, yeah. What should Republicans have worked with Barack Obama on? The stimulus giveaway to the auto unions? The Trans-Pacific Partnership? That would have been good. DACA? Should the GOP have worked with Obama on that? The Iran deal? Biden has also appeared out of step with progressives, some of whom are embracing crazy Bernie's vision of democratic socialism. There's an oxymoron, democratic socialism. In the way he approaches economic issues, the former VP told the crowd at last night's fundraiser, which included financial industry executives and attorneys, of course they were there, because Joe wants to hit them up for campaign contributions, that he would not demonize the wealthy as president, saying rich people are just as patriotic as poor people. But he also said workers are in a tough spot in the U.S., forced to sign non-compete agreements with employers that he said were suppressing wages by preventing workers from going elsewhere in the world. You all are extremely successful people, Biden said, but with all due respect, Wall Street didn't build America. The wealthy didn't build America. What? That's lunacy. You know, you have to have wealth to be able to build anything. What can poor people build with nothing? The wealthy, though, create jobs, make people have a better life through the employment that they have. But, you know, these arguments are lunacy. Lunacy. It's crazy. Meantime, speaking of crazy, Crazy Bernie, he stepped in, and also Democrat presidential candidate Bernie Sanders confusing revenue and profit in supporting the efforts to unionize the video game industry. The senator from Vermont, who's constantly trailing VP Joe Biden in the polls, made the embarrassing basic economics mistake on social media yesterday when Bernie tweeted, "The video game industry made $43 billion in revenue last year. The workers responsible for that profit deserve to collectively bargain as part of a union. And then he went on from there. Apparently, Bernie's economic knowledge is limited to not being aware that there is a difference between profit and revenue, the money a company brings in, before, of course, deducting the company's expenses, workers' wages, and all the other expenditures needed to produce whatever product they're making. So Crazy Bernie's plea for workers to get a share of that profit was fulfilled, as he was pointing out, revenue. While the video game industry indeed brought in around $43 billion in revenue in the U.S. last year, about $135 billion worldwide, the profit figure is multiple times lower than the revenue. See, Bernie, you make a certain amount of money, and then you pay the salaries of the people who are making your product, and you pay the light bill, and you pay the water bill, and you pay for the building that you're in, and you pay for the heating and cooling for the building that you're in. And then what you have left over after all that, Bernie, you pay all the salaries, everything else, that, Bernie, is your profit. See? And the 143 or the 43, $43 billion, that's how much they made, Bernie. That's not how much profit they had. Got that? Got that, Bernie?
No!
Make a note. Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network joins me on the other side.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!